"I'm really worried," said one little boy to a friend. "Dad slaves away at his job, so I'll never want for anything, so I'll be able to go to university if I want to. Mom works hard every day, washing and ironing, cleaning up after me, taking care of me when I get sick. They spend every day of their lives working just on my behalf. I'm worried." His friend asked, "What have you got to worry about?" And he replied, "I'm afraid they might try to escape." Yes, that boy might be onto something. But there's a major mitigating factor he's not considered. We all know what it is. It's called love. It's because the boy's father loves him that he works so hard at his job. It's because the boy's mother loves him that she slaves away doing all the housework and seeing to his every need. They love him, and so they put up with all his irritating quirks and bad behavior. They love him, and so they try to anticipate and provide for all his needs before he even knows what they are or realizes that he needs something they are providing. A subject that in recent years has taken on an almost mythical, almost godlike importance is termed slavery. Actually, it isn't really genuine slavery. It's a twisted, distorted caricature of a conception of actual slavery. The reason it's not really slavery is because if its true nature were known, people would rebel and fight against it tooth and nail. This wicked monster that is called slavery these past several years is actually not real. Well, not on the face of things. There actually is a genuine spiritual evil behind all of this. Ultimately, it's Satan, but more specifically, there are several wicked spirits working together to create this looming facade of oppression, brutality, cruelty, and domination. But it's only a facade. The whole thing, one could say, is a pack of lies, a huge, towering pack of lies. It came to the fore and literally dominated our institutionalized media headlines and the streets of our major cities during 2020. Remember that year? Wasn't that a wonderful time? The good old days. Not. The evil spiritual spiders were literally working overtime through their useful idiot humans, spinning constricting, suffocating, sticky webs of lies. The height of the plandemic of COVID-19 just so happened to coincide with the vicious murders of seemingly innumerable black men, and some women too, by heartless, savage, and barbaric white police officers. There was a literal genocide going on right in front of our noses. If things weren't put a stop to forthwith, why, the eradication of blacks in this country would soon become an agonizing reality. Clearly, the lies, the deception was so heavy and thick that even many of the liars believed their own lies while they told them. For even if somehow some blacks managed to survive, they'd be stripped of their livelihoods and enslaved. Because that was always to be their lot in life. Because America wasn't even remotely the land of the free and the brave. No, that was all a lie. For America's very founding was to be a nation and territory where slavery could be perpetuated for all time, where the superior white race could live in peace and security. You see, it was all uncovered in our history. The New York Times Magazine published its name, the 1619 Project. You see, America was a project planned and executed by a shadowy, powerful elite who meticulously arranged for this land to become a refuge for the preservation of white supremacy. All our founding fathers were evil slavers for whom an eternity in hell would be too good for them. And we who live today, who are the beneficiaries of white privilege, are simply barbaric, masochistic perpetuators of the suffering and agony of black people everywhere. We are all deserving of death. I'm sure we all remember with nostalgia those wonderful days not so long ago. No. Fortunately, the lies got so long and tangled that the whole edifice of deceit began to trip itself up, not unlike the imperial walkers of Star Wars whose legs, when getting tripped up, would collapse. The devil, demons, evil angels finally overplayed their hand, as they eventually always do. Many still believe the lies, but their numbers are falling. The institutionalized media outlets, talking heads, pundits, fake journalists, and ceaseless anonymous source reporters are still busy spinning their endless tales of impending doom and gloom because Donald Trump is president and Republicans are in power. They cannot bring themselves to believe what their eyes see right in front of their faces, that American society is turning away from them and no longer buying their lies. They're losing their hold on the culture. Isn't it so clever how the Lord is exposing the malignant tumors of gross sin that have metastasized in nearly all our institutions of higher education, our medical establishment, in the corporate suites of mega industries all across the fruited plains? It took a truly evil, demonic, utterly unprovoked attack on defenseless civilians on October 7th, 2023, in southern Israel to wake many people up. But just as many others, within minutes of seeing the carnage of the piles of bodies of young people who'd been enjoying a music festival mowed down by Hamas terrorists, suddenly figured out that it was all Israel's fault. And now Israel is literally engaged in genocide. Did you know? The Jews are trying to wipe out all the Gazans, kill them all, you see. Not in the least. The lies, the deception, the approved narrative from so-called news outlets all across the world continues to call evil good and good evil. The very things they condemn the Jews for, the Christians for, the conservatives for, worldwide, are the very things they themselves are guilty of in spades. They are the pot accusing the kettle of being black. But as King Solomon, in his pursuit of truth through the rationality of wisdom, discovered, wisdom by itself is a dead end. It can at best see the absolute depravity of man, but is utterly powerless to do anything about it. And this, folks, is where we are today. Those of us who are humble before the truth, the one and only absolute truth, which is God omnipotent, almighty, the one and only living God, there is no other, who know that Lord Jesus the Christ is very Him in human flesh, have been given eyes to see clearly what truly is going on. In fact, He's given us His written word to warn us multiple times about these very days we're living in. Do not be deceived. For as messed up as things have gotten on purpose, planned by the evil powers of this world, they can be straightened out. And they are. Slowly but surely. The rot is being exposed. The perpetrators are slowly being found out, some being brought to justice. The corruption is so unbelievably deep, the process of cleaning house will take years. But ultimately, it will be impossible to complete unless the Lord intervenes. As He Himself said in Psalm 127:1, if God's grace doesn't help the builders, they will labor in vain to build a house. But Father God is intervening. In fact, he's been patiently waiting to intervene. He's been waiting on his people to wake up and beseech him to take action. He's been opening many eyes. He's been revealing to many people, black, white, and everybody else, just how enslaved they have been to the multiple webs of lies. The corrupt have been telling people that they're enslaved and how to break free. But when they actually work to break free, they just dig their slave pits deeper and deeper. In the guise of attaining liberty, freedom from the unjust shackles of law and order, they're just building thicker and tighter cages in which to live, all to the glee of the evil spirits under Satan ruling this world, until his time is through. But when the Lord is invited in, when Father God is welcomed back into our schools, our courtrooms, our hospitals, our halls of government, well, things truly start to turn around. Transformation manifests, miraculous metamorphosis. Those once shackled by the death cords of sin find themselves free on the outside, now looking back into what had once held them in chains. They are now truly free. Look what happened to Onesimus. A runaway slave he was, but he was caught in the loving arms of his Savior, releasing his grip on his own victimhood, handing it over to Jesus. He suddenly found himself free like he had never been free before. He was now a free man, but not just in a worldly sense. He was free of shackles he'd never known he was entrapped by. He had discovered the freedom in Christ that is only available through the Lord. There is no other way. He realized there was someone who willingly loved him so much to actually die for him, to pay the penalty for his sins. Such love melted his worldly heart of stone into a soft, warm, powerful heart whose every beat was in sync with the precious beating heart of Lord Jesus. While technically still the slave of Philemon, yet he was now free and the equal of Philemon and Paul and you and me. For we all become members of Lord Jesus' family. As Solomon discovered, all that we think of as so dear is utterly meaningless compared to the abundant living love following the Lord of love. We are no longer slaves, but literally free people. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, so much. How can we thank you for what you have done for us? It not only boggles the minds, it's beyond our imagining. Your great, incomprehensible love for us. Our puny love in comparison, we offer back up to you and ask you to multiply it as we live our lives, to include those around us and those we see and come in contact with the love of Christ Jesus, as Onesimus came to do with Paul and his ministry back so many centuries ago. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we pray in your name for your sake and for your glory. Amen.